Okay, we are up to Sefiot and Kufchav Beis. Plan is to finish Kufchav Beis today. Someone handed me a letter from the CRC, the Chicago CRC, regarding Starbucks. So you want to hear this?
I have no problem here.
There are two parts to the thing. First of all, they mentioned that a few of the items Starbucks sells are just not kosher, including, surprisingly, the lemonade, the smoothie, the caramel macchiato, and the frappuccino. I don't know. There are a number of items they have that are just not kosher, so that's important to know. But the main idea of this letter is to make a chilek between the Starbucks stores that sell meat sandwiches, hot meat sandwiches, and those kiosks, such as they have in the airports, that sell only beverages. And the reason they say, this I'm just reading from here, is that in the places where they sell hot meat sandwiches, the things are washed together all in the same sink. And therefore, in the non-kiosk, in the full-service stores, there are a number of items that they don't recommend that you buy, such as hot chocolate or iced coffee, and they write that they have things that may be washed together with the non-kosher items. Iced tea, cappuccino, steamed milk, they recommend that you don't use. However, in the kiosk type store, they say it's okay. There is no treifas with which they wash it. So I don't know how that stems with the fact that certain flavors aren't kosher. And I'm a little confused. As they say, the flavors I mentioned at the beginning are just not kosher anywhere. And then they say that in the full service store, since things are washed together, you should not use the. You shouldn't buy almost anything except the espresso, which apparently doesn't have, if you use a disposable cup, apparently doesn't have any things that are washed. The espresso machine. And the Americano, anybody know what that is? Americano, espresso, iced latte, and cold milk. Those are the things that they say you can buy in the full service store, but otherwise you shouldn't buy any of the other hot stuff, such as brewed coffee, because these things could be, the brew basket may have been washed with non-kosher items. That's what it says here. This is from the Chicago Rabbinical Council. So, I'm only reading what was given to me. And at least in the airports they say it's okay. So in the airports they don't sell hot meat sandwiches in these places. I don't know. In any treifa store, it should be the same thing, I guess, the same chashash.
What about 7-Eleven on the Hill?
What about it? Why would anybody go to 7-Eleven? You can go across the avenue and buy by a firm person.
I
don't understand. See, firm people go in. Okay. Anyway, I'm not again. If it's the halacha is that if it's a pure, plain coffee machine, there's nothing washed out, so it's kosher. There's nothing to be washed out. It's used only for something kosher. What's interesting is that this is given to me, the shail of washing it, at the same time that we're up to Kufchav Beis Sifyud. Because Kufchav Beis Sifyud talks about goyim who are washing out kelim, whether you have to be chayshish that they make a treif. And as you can see, Sifyud has no shachotaz, no pisrei tshuva. It sounds like a very simple sif, except that we have to apply it to Bizman Hazel. Let's see what it says. Sifyud kairish yisholach Yisrael loy v'kechavim imaychol v'shoh sham. We're talking here about a Jew who sends to the guy. It's the opposite. You're not going to eat the guy's food. The guy is eating your food. So you send the guy food in a Jew's keli v'shoh sham, and it was there. Shlach monis to the guy. V'shoh sham, and it stayed there for a bit of time. Im nikar behem hamaychel sheshalach Yisrael b'saychem mutter. If you could tell that the food which you sent is still in the kli, so there's no shaila, it's mutter. Vimlav osur. But let's say the guy already took out the food and washed out the kli. Imregiyin ladiach kelim b'chamin. It's a place where the custom is to wash out kelim in hot water. The chashinon shema hudach im kli yisur. V'chayshish that the guy washed it together with the keli of Isser, which means the Mechaber is saying that we are instructed to be chayshish that the guy washed out the kelim together with treifa kelim. That's not a chashash that we're bodem aliban, that we're just saying maybe yeah, maybe not. We have in the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch that tells us that a person has to be chayshish for such a thing, that a keli that was cleaned in the guy's house may have been cleaned together with Treifa Kalim, which is exactly what this letter from the Starbucks is saying, that if they wash out, if they make meat sandwiches and they have treifa things that are being washed out, and there's something, a pitcher or a brew basket, there are things that are washed out as well, that were instructed to be chayshish, that the guy washed it out together with a treifa kli. As I said, there's no shach and tach. Yeah, to let this play. We're talking to Derech to wash it with water that could acid. So glass, we're machmir on glass, except for Pepsi Maruba. As long as they were machmir.
What's the shot? I mean, they don't have separate sinks for the Jewish food that was brought in the house, so obviously they're going to wash it with the stuff.
Obviously they're going to wash it. Well, there are times in some people's homes where there's nothing in the sink. And if you take something to wash, there is no treifa thing there at the same time. Okay, so let's talk about this. That's why. But what are the halachis of a sink? What are the halachis? What? Why are we chayshish that the guy may have removed hot food? Or for that matter, may have used the pot in his oven. You mean?
This is a plate.
I mean, the Jew sent.
This is talking about a plate.
I guess because it's a kaira, not a kadeira. We're talking here about a klisheni. Remember, the mechaber sheet is a klisheni, is not mafanum havli. Yeah. What? If it's a hot davar gush, so then what are you going to be afraid of? That he stuck a spoon into the hot dover gush, and the dover gush caused the bliya to come out of his spoon. So I guess then I would have to go full back to stam kalim of a guy, ain't a ben yaiman. So even if he's stuck in a spoon, it's ain't a ben yaiman. Mashain kain, the kalim that are being washed, stam are probably a ben yaiman, or even if they're not ben yaiman, now there's hot water going on it. And therefore, the chashash comes up in the washing. I guess that's the chashash. Is it true they didn't use soap in those days? I assume they did use soap. But you have to remember that even when you use soap, there's a time that you rinse it out before you use the soap. In the time we find in the Gemara, the expression of Nasar, of different things they used, that were, they didn't... Well, in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, they had soap. So the soaps were made of chelev, I don't know. But there were certainly things that they used to wash. It talks about it being pagan, the soap being pagan. So it existed. So they're not talking that the soap was treif, you're saying the soap was pagan, whatever was there. So I'm assuming that we have to be chayshish that it was rinsed out without the soap, even if they also use soap, but that they rinsed it out first without soap, and then, or afterwards without. You have to clean it out, I guess, maybe afterwards, so they rinse it without soap. I guess that's where the chashash comes out. Now, maybe he just used the plate for chazer, like we said last week. Anytime you have a keli by a guy, maybe he used it for a piece of chazer. So that's a good question. Yeah, why? He says, why? Last week we said that if you leave a keli by a guy, you have to be chayshish. So maybe here it means that even if it's a shakala, we said last week if you leave a brief period of time, you don't have to be chayshish, she used it. It was saying if they washed it out, even if it's a shakala, that you don't have to be chayshish, she used it, still you have to be chayshish, she washed it.
But then after like a few days there, We have Safek Yudit with stretch Safek Nafta. We have Yudit Ena
Benayot. It says, so why should we use it? All the stuff would be
because we're Chayshish that he washed it out. If he washed it out, then he made a treif. Well, once he made a treif, a few days doesn't help. When you have a Safek plus 24 hours, it's okay. It seems that Chazal instructed us to be Chayshish for this. So it seems we always have to be Chayshish for it. That's what it sounds like. So I want to talk about this, about what we're Chayshish for. Let's be makabel what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says we have to be Chayshish that a guy washed a Jew's keli and in doing so made a treif. Here the Sif is talking about washed. Here the Sif is talking about washed. Let's talk about washed. That was a previous Sif. But now we'll talk about this. Now, the question is how this reflects on our sinks, which have running water, and what the status of our sinks is. This chashash maybe is only because they used to clean kalim in a kli rishon, perhaps. What is the din when you clean kalim with the iroi of a kli rishon? Now, in the Shulchan Aruch, there is what appears at first glance to be a stira. Ramesh's tshuva on the sinks, Ramesh has a tshuva in Nigras Maisha on the status of our sinks, and he says that it's toloi in how you resolve an apparent stira between two Ramas. Ramesh's tshuva on sinks is in Nigras Maisha, Chelek Aleph of Yeredeya, Simen Mem Beis. And obviously I'm not speaking out every line in the tshuva, just the part that's very interesting, which comes from the from halacha. One is in Simit Tzadik Hei Sif Gimel, and one is Simit Tzadik Beis of Zion. In Simit Tzadik Hei, it talks about washing kalim by pouring water. In other words, you can wash kalim by having a pot that was on the fire. Now you put it down, you put your kalim in. That's a shaila in a kli rishon, which is obviously more chomer. None of us have sinks that are a kli rishon. We're talking now about washing with pouring water. So it says the following in the Ramah, Sif Gimel, and Tzadik Hei Sif Gimel. Im ira mayim reischim, she'inam shal basa v'loi shal chalav. You pour hot water. The hot water comes from a power of a boiler. The boiler is not fleshy, the boiler is not milchix. The hot water comes from the boiler. Al kelim shal basa v'shal chalav v'yachad. He's talking about basa v'chalav. You poured hot water on kelim of basa and chalav are in the sink together. Afilu shuman davik behem. Even if there's ben, the flesh of kelim have some cholent on it, the milk of kelim have some milk in it. So even if there is ben there, afilu shuman davik behem, hakel shari. Dein iroi kekli rishon mamish, now, if the iroi, if you're pouring treifis, we know iroi kli rishon goes to that klipa. But when you're pouring pariv onto fleishiks and milichiks, the iroi itself doesn't cause any type of bliya. Vimninsa kaira chaylevis, ben kli basar, this is the Shiloh Rav gets all the time. I found a fleishik, a spoon, in my milichik drawer. So it's a Ramah. Im nimtza kaira chaylevis, you find the milchik plate, ben kli basa, with your flesh sugar plates, loy chashina shem ahutchu biyachad b'derek shene asarim, stam as they were not chayshish, they were washed together in a manner which would make them asar, and the Taz says, afilu im regilim ba'ese bayis ladiach b'kli rishon. Even in that house, the minig is to wash it in a kli rishon. Still, maybe they were not washed together. They were washed together. Maybe there was no ben of the other men or ben yaima of the other men to ask. So it's halacha psuk in Shulchan Aruch that if you find a fleshy spoon or a milchik drawer, that it's mutter. We tell people if it's not hard to wait 24 hours, so at least you get out of the suffix of a ben yaima. But it's halacha psukah if you find it in the drawer that it's mutter. Now, getting back to the etzam din, we have here a kula in the Ramah that even if you know you washed milchik and fleishik dishes together, and it was even be'en, Hakol Shari, because what we have is only an Eroi of a Klivish. That's Simen Tzadik Hei, Siv Gimel. In Simen Tzadik Beis, Siv Zayin, there's another Yisaidistik Rama. Hamadir talks about Eroi Klivishin as well. And there he explains that there's a difference between Eroi Shanifsak HaKiluach and Eroi Shaloi Nifsak HaKiluach. Let me explain that. Eroi, pouring from a Kli Rishon, you could have Eroi Shanifsak HaKiluach, a spritz of hat. That's called Eroi. It got poured from the first Kli. But Nifsak HaKiluach, the flow is disconnected from its origin. It's a spritz. It's something that's not connected to the place it came from. Eroi shenifsak hakiluach is obviously more kuladik. Eroi shaloi nifsak hakiluach, but you have an eroi and there's a constant flow which is still connected. It's still getting tipais of coming out of a kli rishon into the kiluach. That's more chomer. How much more chomer? So it says the following. And it's again a ramah. Both are ramahs. V'kiluach min hakedera reisachas. If you have a flow from a hat kli rishon, Shaholach al kedera tzeinenes, that flowed onto a hot kedera, into a kol, from hot into kol. Im nifsak hakiluach min hakedera reisachas, if the kiluach was broken, kaidim shegiel at tzeinen, until it got to the kol, havanami kiklisheini. It flowed along the counter, makes it into a klisheini, and everything is good. But im loy nifsak, hava ki irui. As long as it's still hot, the whole Eroi that flowed is something which can still aser, because since it's connected to the Kli Rishon, we don't say that the Fanes Mekarareis. Normally, the reason a Kli Sheni is more kuladik is because the walls of the Kli Sheni are Mekarar. But here, the tipais of hot water that are coming in are keeping up, are making the heat remain. And therefore, there's no kula of Eroi if it's loy nifsak hakiluach. So, frag in ala mefarshim. What? From the Eroi, right. You have an Eroi either of Isser or of Milchus of Fleishiks. Let's see which case it's talking about. It's either milchik sefleishik or shari surin. So it's a different case. But the aside that if it's loy nifsak hakiluach, it's not niskarer, that idea that if it's loy nifsak hakiluach, it's not niskarer, seems to contradict what he said in Simen Tzadik Hei, that when you pour hot water from a different kli, a parva kli, onto hot and cold, like our sinks, that it doesn't have the kayak to cause bleas to go from one to the other. That's only if at some point it's obviously in the scarer. As long as it remains having a din of cham, that it should still be aser. And therefore, Ramesh is asking, at first glance, the rule that loy nifsak hakiluach stays hot seems to be contradicted by this halacha. It is interesting that the Prima Gadim in Tzadik Hei asks the Kasha, Have you idea mashakasa da kli she'ena nitzig by shari yesh bei meho iyon? If you mashakasa v'arav b'tzadik beis of Zayin, the kiluach back there is sachal tzeinen, it's a blay nifsach ha-kiluach, ashe nisla gabi kira, tzeinen es lehav a kli she'eni, the nitzig chibur, ve'im niech le'karer. So the Prima Gadim asks, what's very interesting about the Prima Gadim is the language he uses. He's mefalpel a little on it. He says, Uma ese shavoy noisai garmu shaloy zchisi lahavin kolze. Interesting lashon. Uma ese shavoy noisai garmu shaloy. You know, we learn something, we spend 2 minutes on it, we say, it's a pella, it doesn't make sense. You know, that's how we talk. You know, we don't know the Makairis, we don't know anything. If the pilpul says my hesa shavai nisai garmu shalai zechisi lahav,
without all the work we have available,
and his kashis is a little more of a pilpul, but anyway, it's an interesting lashon. Ramesha says that the Chavis Das was zeicha lahavin, and the Chavis Das is the psak halacha in the sinyan. The Chavistas explains his reasoning. Let me just tell you the bottom line, and then which is easy, and then his reasoning, which is maybe a little more confusing. What he basically says is that Iroi has a power to be, we all know, Iroi has a power to be Mavliach de Klipa. That means that if I pour even something treif onto something, onto a kosher pot, I take treif as a kli rishon, I pour it onto a pot, I see where I poured it. It's also kadei klipa at the spot that I poured it. Let's say there's food in the pot. I have a pot full of kosher food. And it's cold. And treif is through iroi hits the pot. The pot becomes treif. The contents of the pot are kosher, because iroi only cooks kadei klipa. That's the power of iroi to cook at its first moment. The Chavizdah says that the idea that loy nifsak hakiluach maintains the heat of an iroi is that it maintains a heat that has the power to go kadei klipa. It maintains a heat that could go kadei klipa, not more. In other words, I have here a fleishig pot on my counter. And then someone is taking hot chocolate milk and a kli rishon and fumbles with it, and it spills and runs down right into my fleishig pot. And it's loy nifsak hakiluach until it's over, and it flows. It flows for 5 minutes. No matter how many minutes it flows, it's takana niskarer. But the heat that it has is still a iroi kli rishon heat. It'll only aser the pot kedei klipa. Contents of the pot won't become aser. Because when we say loy nifsak hakiluach, if it's a continuous flow, it's still hot. It's still hot, but bound by the rules of iroi kli rishon, which means in a sink, when hot water comes running out of the boiler, it's connected. It's true, it's still hot. The sink fills up with hot water, it's still all hot water. But that hot water is limited to the power of iroi kli rishon. What is the power of iroi kli rishon? It could be a maflit, or it could be beileya kadei klipa. However, that's in the case of Tzadik Beis, where the flow is treif, and it could asa something kadei klipa. If it's coming from my boiler, the boiler is pariv, and I have fleishiks and milachiks in the sink, the iroi could be mashpia on the fleishiks, it could be mashpia on the milachiks, but the iroi can't take from the fleishiks and be mavliya into the milachiks. It can't be maflit umavliya. It can't take a plita from one keli and be mavliya it into a second keli. That much it can't do, because an iroi, even though in time it keeps on being an iroi, because it's like nefsak hakiluach, nevertheless it can only do one. It can either be maflit or it can be mavliya. But it can't be maflit umavliya to cause both to happen. Now those words by itself really lig in the shach there. The Chaviz Das is explaining that a iroi kli rishon is defanes makaris. There's an idea, the walls cool it. When the kiluach is connected, the walls don't cool it. But nevertheless, the kiluach doesn't heat it. In other words, you have two things. The walls which would cool the walls of the kli sheni which would cool the kiluach, and the constant flow which would heat it up, they offset each other. So you don't have defanes that are makar, and you don't have water which is mechame. You stay with the din of the first second of an iroi. Before the defanes makar is the first second of an iroi, it has a certain power. That power remains when it's lein nifsak hakiluach. Don't think that since it's connected to the boiler, it has a din of a kli rishon. Chavis Da says, no, that's not what we say. We say it has a din of an iroi kli rishon that never experienced defanes makar is, that remains with its constant power to be maflit for a second. And therefore it could be maflit, or it could be mavliya, and therefore it will not asr. Now, the only thing Ramesh is mesupik is whether to be soimech on this svara even when there's be'en. When there's be'en of fleishiks on the milchika plate in the sink, the Ramesh is mesupik whether to be makel. Is that also called mafler or mavliya? Because it's there, the flesh and mamish there, so that it's not called mafler or mavliya. But when, if there's been a flesh, it's on. If it's a kedei klip away, there's no shaila.
Right.
The blue can't go on a kedei klip.
And it's not the shaila.
So am I being clear? So the aside is an interesting aside. Normally, irreclamation is only kedei klipa. It's a time issue. That's what we usually think about it. The first second it could do it, it can't do it a second later. Chavizda says it's not a time issue, it's a power issue. In other words, you could have a case of irreclamation which continues for 5 minutes. It's flowing from the sink, continue for an hour. It's flowing from the boiler, and it's constantly klirishin. It's not the faris makaris, but it still only has the power of an irreclamation, which could only go kedei klipa. So if the dirt is on the fleshiga plate, you're assuming the Mechad Rama means even if the dirt gets on the milchiga plate, even if you know it got on the milchiga plate. So I can't answer you. I Maramokam Anilach. Ramesha there writes Beloshin Safik whether to be semich when there's be'en. Here, is it clear that it's talking the be'en got on the milchiga plate? Not so clear. It's Shuman Davik ban on the fleshiga plate on the milchiga plate. Is it clear it's talking even in such a case? I'm not sure.
Yeah, when it hits the place, the place sure. Bounces the end to the next place, that's no longer a straight true.
The line together. The line together.
But it's something both at one time. It hits one plate and the other plate.
All right, Marimokim Anilach, again, I don't remember the particular.
But
what?
Everybody
holds that Lo Nifsak and Kiluak, because
only
get a Kripa.
That's
for sure. Lo Nifsak, there's no Shaila. If it's Lo Nifsak, Hakiluak, then only could go Kiluak. If it's Nifsak, then there'll be no question. Nifsak, Hakiluak, it goes Kiluak, and even that, the place can call Chumra Baalma.
This
band,
what?
Kayach of Irikulish. Okay, yes. We remember, we're talking about the Ramah who's making on a klisheni. Right? This whole discussion is an explanation of the Ramah who's making on a klisheni. The truth is that we are machmer on a klisheni, and with chayshish that a klisheni is mevashal. So actually, for us, it would be a little more, chamor. If the sink fills up and it's Yatzei Ledes by, so we're more machmer on a klisheni than on irei klirishin. That we're chayshish that a klisheni is mevashal even. So I'm not sure. To answer Sivas Ramah is good, and when the water is running out, it's good. Whether Ramesha would be makel even when the sink filled up, so I don't know, because we have this meaning to be machmer by a klisheni. And it's machlek shach and taz. If we're always machmer only by macholam a klicheres, so we're machmer besafik on a cliche. Iroi, according to this minig lahachmir, is less than a cliche. Yeah, because it sits there as opposed to Rabbi Kiva Eger earlier somewhere in the Samachs that explains the difference. Like the minute you machmer on a klisheni more than an iroi, he explains the difference is that the iroi, he says, is an issue of zman. That shita holds that the iroi is only an issue of zman, and this is, I think, it's sort of, that's the way he explains it. But again, this is to answer the stira saramo, which is the ikar adin, which is the ikar halacha. Very often, when the sink fills up, there's also shishim kenega, the amount of ben. Depends how dirty the kelim are. Yes. We're talking Yatzei Ledes. It says the Beferish calls Matzei Yatzei Ledes. Were you reading away in Tzadik Beis? Tzadik Beis of Zion. Yeah. I think anyway, it's any time it's Yatil Erez. I thought it said here Beferish.
You know, dark seeds are not wasted unless you said it yourself. A dark like 280.
Yeah, our sinks are not. We don't do 212. We would burn our hands when we wash the soup, wash our dishes. We'll come out as steam. Yeah, no, it's true. But Yatil Erez, this is enough to Haser. I thought it says here Beferish. The Lasha Reisaches is a Lasha for Klevishin.
Dishwasher,
you can't use water. Dishwasher, you can't. If you clean the curly, you can't put it together. Unless you don't. What's the subject of Bashir?
If it's the
end,
why would that be
Mafra Mavliya
Kachas or not?
He brings it to Shachol, and even by
the end,
I think it's called
Mafra Mavliya. Why is it there? It doesn't have to be Mavliya. Why is it Mafra?
It has to affect two things. It has to make it hot, because remember, it's not hot. It didn't start. It didn't start off hot, so you have to give it a power to be maflis. By where? We're machmir by klisheni misafik with any tzirif we make, or without a tzirif we're not. Belsky on the plane again. I'm reluctant to speak for a different person. But in general, those that are makel with dishwashers, I believe, consider it to be kama svekis. It's svekis, was it washed with other things? And if it was washed with other things, does it aser? That was the taz svek sveka. That when you mesupik, it's funny because here they were instructed by the mechaber to be chayshish. And there... It's Yatziladis by. I'm telling you, we're machmer any Yatziladis by. Despite, I hear what you're saying, but we're machmer any Yatziladis. I don't know the answer to your question, but we're definitely machmer. We never find out bechalik between Yatziladis and Reisachas legabe the ability to be machmer mavliya. So. Yeah, I mentioned to you many times, Ramosha's shita is that if they mix cold water into the hot water, that's mekarer and that's mutter. And that would be even like nesakakiluach, because that's automatically nesakakiluach when you mix in cold water. So that's an etzah for people in their homes to do it. In industrial places, they usually wear gloves when they wash it. And I think they usually wash it with plain hot water. It was one spat and it mixes, yeah. Okay. It says that the question about using the pitchers on the airplanes, you have to remember, there are two shailas. One is using the kli, and one is the food once it's cooked in the kli. It's the Taz does mention a svek sveka. Safik shema lo yuhutchu imayim, tipsloi mehutchu shema lo hesabas yayma. I don't know, the airplanes, if there's a safik ben yayma, the airplanes... Everything's constantly reused on a daily basis, also in the Starbucks and all these places. So in your house, when you pull something out of a drawer, you have two svekas. In a Starbucks that's open 7 days a week, I don't know if there's a suffik ben yayma or not suffik ben yayma. Okay, so this is Sif Yud, a short sif with serious ramifications. All right, let's see Sifir Aleph. Kli Suda should be at Ivek Echavin. A guy is selling Kli Suda. Va'aymer Shechadashim Heim. And the guy tells you these were never used. The year, the yira, the yeraya. How do you pronounce that? Should be the nira. Avaymer shechadot again. Please don't be having chavim asiyach lefitumai. Avaymer shechadot shemayim. You didn't ask him if it's kosher. He's just asiyach lefitumai that these are brand new kalim. The yira shu kamei shu aymer, and it appears it looks new. Mutter leknaisam imenu. You're allowed to rely on the guy.
What's the
mechaber holds, you're allowed to rely on him. The Ramah says, "V'yesh mechmir v'ayim shein einaman," and there are those who are mechmir and say that he's not believed. Vein lika kelim and avikachavim rakish shemaycha harbe kelim. Dafka, if you go into a place where they sell many kelim, but kind of clean, many kelim. You walk into a hardware store, they have many kelim, so it's not likely he used all of them. And you buy a keli ben akelim, kenegin lechatchila. Av mokem atchak, gunshin nisarach bebeis evik echavim, vein lo kelim. Somebody who starts somewhere and he has no kelim, noigin kisvar rishayin evachediker. Then with soimech, amasiech lefitumai, if he says it's new. So we have a machlaikis mechaber amah. Do we rely on a guy, masiech lefitumai, to say that kelim anu? What is the lomdis of the machlaikis? So the Gra explains the lomdis. That's what they're asking. Why does Masiach Lefitumai, a guy on his Kalim, any guy who wants to say the Kalim Anu?
When it's new, I tell it for less.
I don't know. That's Masiach Lefitumai.
Don't go out there and
okay. It must be something like that. It must be a circumstance. I must have it to it. What's the machloikis? So it's interesting. The Gra writes in Lamed Gimel, in Lamed Beis, in Lamed Gimel, he writes that they argue in Lamed Beis in the first line in the second column. It says the Besiach Vitumei Nemel Bidrabanan Yamrinan Kain Afay VeKachav Emaylai. The idea that Mesiach Lefitumai is Nema Bedrabanan, that's what they argue. The Yesh Mechirin, Lami Gimel, Svir Le'apidrabanan, Ein Neman. Sounds like they're arguing if a guy has an Emanis by a Drabanan when he's Mesiach Lefitumai. That appears to be a general Machlaikis. We had in the beginning of Tzadiches when it talked about the fact that we trust the Kfeila. The Shach and Taz said that the issue of trusting a kfeila Masiach Lefitumai is a shaila of whether Masiach Lefitumai is Neman. They asked, but it's a deraisa. B'liyas a deraisa. The Taz answered that the Mechabal is Tamkik and Drabanan. If he's Drabanan, he's Neman Masiach Lefitumai. The Shach was Matmiya, that we pass in Tamkik and deraisa. So he said, in Milsa David Lekuye, a guy is believed. But generally, there it says, Masiach Lefitumai, a Drabanan is believed, both Shach and Taz say. In only one place by deraisa is believed. Where's a guy believe Masiach Lefitumai by deraisa? Is only by Tabi Matir and Aguna. By Aguna, was Saimachan, a guy Masiach Lefitumai. Kafira, he's saying they have Ezen. But otherwise, we're not Saimach by deraisa, by Drabanan, we always know we are. The Gross says, that's the Machlaik is here. That's why we're mekel by Aguna, because we have a tzira of Vishuddha coming to. So, yes.
Like a stick. Normally, a new thing would come with a stick. But in theory, you could take the sticker from a new one and put it on the old one.
So, the Gra Lamed Aleph says, Im nikker have a chaysim. Just like you can send things with a chaysim, if you can tell, has the sticker on it or something that's still brand new, if it's nicker, it's a chais. Now he says that before when you send a kaira, your kaira to a guy. Same thing should be true here, where it's nicker. The shach yud mutal chloisam nirali hainu taima kivin the stam kelim shalav yekachavim ena bnei yaiman kein leke alekis adrabanan vechabis yalvitumai nema bis adrabanan. Why is this a shalav adrabanan? Because stam kelim ena bnei yaiman va'ay kavosh kasafti simitzad chesiv katan beis ayin shav. That's what he talked about. Trusting a kfeila, if you go with the mahalach, that a kfeila is as masiach lefitumai. There was a mahalach that Kivega brought that a kfeila is believed to say nimarum nasai. Kivega said that there are two shitas why you trust a kfeila to taste things. One is Kuslay Marum Nasai. Kfeil is not going to want to be caught tasting things inaccurately. And the second reason is because some Rishonim say, because Mesiach Lefituma, your guys believed. Rabbi Kivager said, that's why we nowadays don't rely on a Kfeila, at least the Midrash HaRamah, because we can't do both together. Can't be Yaitz of both Shitas. Because Manavshach, if the taster doesn't know that you care, he thinks you don't care, he's Mesiach Lefituma, but then there's no Lemarum Nasai. There's nothing, he's afraid he'll ruin his reputation. If you're going to tell him you do care, so there's a Lemarum Nasai, but then there's not Mesiach Lefitumai. So Bikiv Eger said that the reason we ourselves are not Seinachan tasting is because how are you going to be Yaitzim both? That's what he said. We had a kasha on that. What was the kasha? So we had a kasha that Rabbi Kiva Eger that do it twice. Either two different people, or maybe even the same person, Mesiach Lefitumai, and then ask him. So that kasha, we don't have a teretz to. Maybe Kivager held you not machuyev to be more matriach. If you have an umdin, it's batel b'shishim. I don't know. But that means you care. If you don't care, that's not Mesiach Lefitumai. No, Mesiach Lefitumai means he thinks you don't care. He does those kashrus. You're telling him, have a bet with someone, or allergies, or maybe you're right. Yeah. Right. Right. But then you don't have Mesiach Lefitumai. That's the question.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that what your goal is.
I mean, even Mesiach Lefitumai is afraid. Rabbi Kiva Eger never saw that that way. What? Right. But he knows that you want his expertise. Okay, we're arguing about a drabana. I do want to point out that those who go into stores and rely on a Gaiish or even a Freya, Mahavdal, a Freya Yid, rely on him to say, oh, those Danishes are from a kosher bakery, and those rolls are from a kosher bakery, that is Shalva Deraisa, that is, it's a Toz Gomor. There's, I think, a Met Food here on King's Highway, owned down for Gaiim, I think they're Gaiim. And they have Danishes, they have two boxes of Danishes. One says from so-and-so bakery, kosher, and the other says not kosher. And people rely, they go in, that the box from kosher is kosher, the box not kosher is not kosher. That, you certainly can't rely on a guy. That's a Shalva Deraisa. And you're relying on a guy, and he's not Mesiach Lefitumai. A fellow walks in who looks from, you ask him where the kosher Danish is. He knows he's not going to buy the non-kosher. So that's something that that people are too mekel. You don't have to be assigned. The Danishes are Danishes. It could be we were mesupik on chalas if you can rely on them. I'll tell you why. There's a din that something that's nicker to be kosher, if you find in the street a type of a bread which is made, rive is made kosher, then you're allowed to rely, they're called the parish merubah parish. I'm assuming that most braided challahs are kosher. Maybe I'm wrong. But I don't see the Italians eating challahs.
They do sell challahs.
They do? There are some who do, but rive, is it safe to say that at least in Brooklyn or in Flatbush, most challahs, there's also a bakery on East 15th or 16th, a non-kosher bakery that makes challahs. But most challahs, I think, are most braided challahs, the way we make them. I think rive are kosher, at least in Flatbush. It would seem if you find a challah in the street, that you could be saimach that it comes from a kosher place. So it could be that for that, the guy is neman to say which is the kosher. Matz always comes in a box, so matz is not so... You go to a guy's house, he gives you matzah from an open package. So what do you say? Most matzah is kosher. Is any non-kosher matzah? Non-kosher. So you go to a guy's house, he gives you a matzah. I guess it's okay. Not on Pesach. Sif Yud Beis. Yes. A guy can't make a kishka. I can't.
No. That you'll know on Friday. Kishka.
Sifyud Beis. Yesh Misha Aymer. There are those who hold. She Kairos Habois Me'Ever Liyam. That utensils that come from China. She Ka'aruros Irak Rakos Ayadam Damos. We're a week off.
Yeah.
That's Pashas Metzaira, and we're up to Sazria. But if I remember correctly, Rashi says shekaru rice, that they look shekuais. They look like, they have this color which makes it look deeper than it would be. Shekarai rice, yirak rukais, ayadam dumais. Oser lishtamesh behen lo'ilam mechamin, b'pnei she'enam chadashim. If the kelim don't look, what does he mean? They don't look new, they look used. I'm sorry. The kelim, you can't tell on the kelim one way or the other. But if it will be a new plain kli, you could tell it's shiny and new. But if it's a colored kli, you can't see the newness on the kli. So it says here that it's also l'shtamish ben lo'ilam b'chamin. If something spent time, means it spent time and it's traveling, we're afraid that in its trip it was used. So if it looks new, like the Mechaber said before, that Nicker, well, they said Nicker and Amaychel, but if it looks new, then a person can be Meichel. If it doesn't look new, then a person can't be Meichel. Now this, the Dakechuva brings a big machloikis here between Paiskim of his generation about what to do about buying Kalim. Apparently wherever he lived, Munkach was, where was Moses Munkach? In Ukraine? That, where is it? Now it's the Ukraine. Russia, Ukraine, whatever it is. No, because the Ukraine was part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire until World War One. It was part of Hungary for hundreds of years. It was called Czechoslovakia between the wars, and then it became Russia, the Ukraine after the wars. Dakechuva was World War One. All right, Hungary, whatever it was, they had imported kalim, and he brings a machlekes apaiskim whether you could rely. The apaiskim has said you can't rely on them unless it's nicker that it's new. And Paiskim said, then you won't be able to buy any kelim. He brings them achleikis. However, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that this sif... Oh, unless you kasher it. I'm sorry, unless you kasher it, yeah. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that this sif is not talking about a store. It's talking about individuals who are selling kelim. Yechayshisha was used. Manufacturers that manufacture kelim and ship them and it's sold in a store. There's no reason to think that most of the kelim were used. Even individual kelim was used, but you're buying from a stock of kelim. So that is like the Ramah said, Kishamecha harbe kelim, a kind of kli ben kelim, that's tadan and a chanus, when a chayshish that it was used, except it says in those stores where they rent kelim. We had in Luchas Tefilas kelim, there were places they used to rent out the kelim. So made a simcha, they rented it to them, they took it back and they sold it as new. So in such a place where the custom is to rent it out, so then that's an issue. But otherwise it's not.
Is there a difference why in Sifyut Avos you can't buy it in the way it says you can buy it but can't use
a common? In Sifyut Aleph, it said, the Ramah said, Asr Shem Shem B'chamin. It's a good question. I'm not sure why. We know that to use a tray for keli cold is only mutter derech arai. If you have a tray for keli, you buy a keli at a flea market, and you want to have it in the house, a nice keli, you can use it only for cold, to hold fruit. If it's a keli that's never used for hot, you could be mekel. But it's a keli that could be used for hot, so it said that, actually it was a Ramah, maybe the Chabad doesn't hold that way. Ramah said that you can't use kelim designated only for hot, because you're going to come to, only for cold, because with the passage of time you'll forget, and you'll definitely use it for hat. And therefore, derech arei it's mutter, but not bikvias. You have to kasher it. But it could be that was only a Ramah, not a mechaber. So maybe that's why the mechaber here uses such a lashon. But okay. It said it in Kufchaf Aleph, l'shtamish by bekfiyas legar makak fliish and egan lahagel. But it's a Ramah, so it's very nice. The Mechaber maybe doesn't hold of it. The Ramah said he can be mishtamish bekfiyas with something that you're only going to use for kol. Here it's better. It's a suffix, so not going to be guys the shem mishtamish by bekfiyas. Others would say it. Sometimes he relies on what he said elsewhere. Sometimes not, but. You're right, it could be by a suffix one moment. So Akan, the Hilchus of Kalim, of my Chole Yaakov.